You mentioned winning culture and trying to move things along. You mentioned on your local radio show on Friday afternoon that you had a talk with Dirk about how he was going to be used in the future. Sometimes he might, sometimes he might not. I'm just wondering, given your relationship with him and obviously, you know, what his relationship is to the franchise and what he's meant to you personally, how hard was that conversation to have with him?
Not at all. I mean, it was necessary. I mean, you know, we went through about a month or three and a half weeks with him back, just kind of seeing where we were. And, you know, when we got into this, when he came back in the game at Phoenix, you know, a month ago or whatever it was, everybody knew that this was going to be an incremental thing, that there were going to be some situations where he played in the first half only. And as we went along, that there were going to be challenges. I mean, the league has gotten faster. It's gotten quicker. Matchups, you know, in his case, have gotten tougher. And so you've got the fact that he's behind the eight ball by several months in terms of, you know, being in the kind of condition that you're in training camp and the kind of rhythm that you're in coming out of training camp. And then, you know, we're trying to win games. And so it got to a point where I just felt it was time to really have an honest talk. And here are the realities. He's doing better every day. And, you know, those of us that follow the team and coach the team, and you follow the team every day, you go to shoot-arounds, you can see it. He's moving better. He moved great in the Minnesota game, just couldn't make any shots. But he was plus eight when he was out there. And so that's real progress. And I think the improvements are going to be happening over the next, you know, another several weeks, 2-3 weeks, maybe up till the All-Star break. And so I just want this thing to get to a point where he's feeling as good as he can feel, and then finish this season, you know, on a high note, feeling good, playing well, you know, contributing to this team, doing well, contributing to developing the young guys. But there are some harsh realities with this. Some of the matchups just don't work. You know, it's just in some cases it's just simply unfair to put him out there. And in some cases, hey, playing in the first half is the right thing to do, and then see where we are, you know, and see if things look like, you know, they're in a good place for the second half. And if not, you know, we've got a deep bench, and we've in the case of our roster, we've had Kleber sitting over there not playing on some nights, and he's one of our really productive guys. So there's a lot going on with this. And look, it's a lot of this conversation was about protecting him and making public the fact that, you know, that there was going to be some discretion on things, not putting him in harm's way in terms of what the public expectations are, or putting the team in harm's way in terms of what's best for us to try to win games. So he was great. And, you know, we talked about some things that we could potentially do from a strategic standpoint to alleviate some of the ways teams are trying to attack him. We did some of those things in the Minnesota game, and they were effective. And so going forward, you know, we're going to be very resourceful in thinking outside the box. This conversation needed to happen probably before that game, you know, because now everybody understands where we're at with the whole thing. And it's just, you know, I've never seen a situation quite like this, you know. And we don't know that this is Dirk's last year, you know, like, but when Kobe Bryant went through this his last year, you know, they were a team that was,
they were bad.
They were bad, and they weren't really trying to be good. I mean, it wasn't that they weren't trying to win games, but they were in a total rebuild. You know, we've been through that for 2 years. And so, you know, we're in a situation now, we're 2 under .500. We're somewhere hanging in the mix. And, you know, we have a history of a winning culture here, and, you know, we're getting back to the consistency of those kinds of habits. And conversations like this can be difficult, but with Dirk Nowitzki, it's not difficult. I mean, this is one of the things that makes him, you know, one of the all-time special athletes in the history of any sport. You know, that he understands, and he cares more about the franchise and his teammates than he does about himself, and that's really freaking unusual.
Appreciate the time. Good luck tonight.